going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That made me want to learn how to play the piano so bad when that
song came out.
When that song came out, I was like, all right, well, that's
right
one thing
there.
That's on the list. I guess that was 20 years ago.
I was going to say ooh.
I still haven't learned how to we'll get there. Hey, we're going to let you hear from Terry Fontenot in just a few minutes. The NFL draft is coming, and it starts tomorrow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home for the most complete draft coverage in Atlanta, starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow night as Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer take you through the first round of the draft live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Stay with us all weekend long for pick-by-pick coverage and late-night wrap-up shows, all brought to you by your local Honda dealers and by Window Nation. Buy four windows and get four for free. The NFL draft starting Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The fine, that's $300,000. That's total fines for him.
So he's been fined $300,000. Yes. Anthony Edwards has been fined $300,000 this season.
Yes.
Because he's gotten a lot of techs and stuff.
Yeah.
He got kicked out of a few games and stuff like that.
Remember like, how he got like got over his tech limit right before the last game and they rescinded it?
Uh-huh.
It was so great.
And then so it was just 50 for what he said to the Lakers.
Well worth it.
Oh, it was worth it.
Well worth it.
I just feel like if fans are going to think their ticket means that they can go in there and say any kind of thing to athletes, then athletes can say any kind of thing they want back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, maybe sometimes the athlete gets the better of the fan. Maybe sometimes the fan gets the better of the athlete. But in this case, Anthony Edwards won that interaction.
He damn sure did.
He won that interaction going away.
You know what?
And if I was a fan who was thinking about heckling Anthony Edwards next time, I might think twice.
Yes.
Because it seems like he's got some insults ready for you.
What the hell just happened with the – I'm live watching the game. What the world was that? But do the fans know that you don't get the money?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What does happen to the money?
It's charity.
When you get fined by the league, it goes to charity?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's good.
Go to charity.
So then you could just say that you're a charitable, like, I'm just a charitable guy.
Yeah, but that's what I was like. Oh, let me go and donate some kids some shoes or something. I think it should be my decision who I donate money to, though, not you.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it always goes to whoever they give.
Yeah, I think it should be.
I think it should be. Okay, yo, you find me $50,000? Okay, let me give it to this.
Yeah, but then you might give it to your charity.
Oh, now only a damn just unethical.
Only a bad person would
do that.
Or like your buddy's charity or something like that.
Hey, man, let me get that back, though.
Yeah, exactly. And then he feeds it back to you. Yeah, so maybe then picking is okay. But anyway, Anthony Edwards got fined $50,000. Not last night. This was game one. Last night, I don't think anybody got fined anything. Luka should be getting fined for the way that he's treating Rudy Gobert.
Because
it's just disrespectful.
Stop damn switching.
Yeah, stop switching.
Stop switching.
Yeah, didn't you learn your lesson?
Or get off the court. One or two. Stop switching to get them off the court.
Learn their lesson last year? Yeah. I guess he was on a different team, but.
Yeah, he was giving that work.
Yeah, you got to stop doing that. All right, so the draft's tomorrow. Terry Fontenot met with the media today. If you didn't listen to the entire press conference, we got you. We got you, okay? You don't have to. We'll let you hear the highlights right now. You know, as most general managers, the day before the draft are not going to give you any information. Terry Fontenot also being excellent at never giving away any information. You didn't learn a whole lot from Terry Fontenot. So save yourself the half an hour and just listen to this segment right now. Here is Terry Fontenot talking about open to doing anything to help the team.
We're going to do what's best for this football team, whether that's a trade or whatever it is. And so we're open to whatever it is, if it's going to help the team. Those calls are really important, too, in terms of the trades and what you want to really get a feel for going into the draft, knowing who's aggressive and who actually wants to come up. Who's looking to move down. You want to get a feel for those. Now, they don't really materialize until the actual draft because it depends on what's there. But right. That's how those calls go. A GM would say that, hey, look, if a certain player is there, we could be willing to come up. This is what we would give up. So you can go ahead and be prepared for who you expect to come up. Another thing we do is we have a chart basically on the tendencies of every general manager based off their drafts. So you can know who's more aggressive. Like, what's the rate of this GM, 70% of the time they move up, this percentage they move down. So you want to know who's actually willing to make a trade. And so it can kind of narrow your process as you're going through that. But those calls are really important.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's very interesting. What do you think other teams' chart is about Terry?
It's funny. Someone asked him that, and he told.
Okay.
What do you think that Terry Fontenot's chart would say about him as a general manager?
Don't know.
No, because my inkling in hearing him, I had the exact same thought, and so did some person at the press conference, because they followed up immediately. My thought was, well, I think Terry Fontenot's been fairly, conservative and kind of stayed with, no, I guess he's aggressive.
Right.
I guess he falls in, because they have traded up into the second round or traded up in the second round a number of times.
Okay.
Remember, they traded up last year to get Root.
That is true.
And I think a couple of years ago, they traded up to get, was it to get Troy Andersen?
Yes,
but
it was.
In the second round, he's traded up a couple of different times.
All right.
Because the reality is, most general managers don't trade all that much. Especially in the first couple rounds, right?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a couple that trade back, but yeah, I thought that was really fascinating about having a chart just sort of telling you which general managers are more likely or less likely to make a trade, and then where he falls on that. But if Terry Fontenot falls as an aggressive general manager, then no general manager is actually aggressive. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
Because I wouldn't think of him as really an aggressive general manager anyway.
When we talk about this team moving, and we mentioned this like either last week or earlier this week, are they at a point where they can give up future assets, meaning next year's picks, to get up somehow or another?
Yeah, I think they can.
You think they're right there?
As long as the person is a huge difference maker.
But that's the thing about it is, they go back to what we talked about Emory, because I'm under the assumption that it's going to be a lot of stand pat, because are there guys that you move multiple? Because usually when you go multiple picks, he's got to be a bona fide something Hall of Fame type talent, you think. A lot of his quarterbacks, or like in the Falcons case, Julio Jones.
Yeah, right.
You know, a guy like that. So when you look at this draft, who's like that? You got Travis.
Yeah.
You got Abdul Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ashton Jenkins.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. And then there's a lot of other really good players.
Uh-huh.
That goes, and then he was talking about, you know, as far as like Warren and these dudes.
So I don't think there's any person for the Falcons positions of need that they would mortgage, like Julio was a mortgage your future trade.
Yes.
Like, we're giving up. We don't care. We got to get that guy. And look, I mean, they were right.
Worked out.
Julio Jones was amazing. Like, he was probably the best wide receiver of his generation, or one of at least. And you won not as many games as maybe you would like to, but you had about the best 10-year run that the franchise has ever had after you made that and put him and Matt together. So that worked out. I don't know that there's anything like that they would do, because they're not going to be able to get from 15 to 3.
No.
To get Abdul Carter, if that's what they wanted to do. And I also just would doubt that they would do that.
Right.
So they don't have to go that far. But maybe, you know, maybe you want to get to, maybe you think Jalen Walker is the difference between, you know, where you're at right now, or the one guy outside of Abdul Carter that kind of is the edge type guy that can change the entire trajectory of your defense.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what they do, you have to be right.
Okay.
You have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, because like, you're going to give up stuff to go from 15. Because if you're going to get Jalen, you're going to have to get in the top 8.
You have to be right, even if you stay at 15, honestly.
Well,
given where
right,
they're at,
right.
And in my opinion, the hot seat that they sit on right now because of what's happened over the last handful of years. But yeah, if you made a move to trade up to get a guy, like, you got to be really, really
right
about that guy. And I don't think there's any parameters in place that would say you're not allowed to do that because you might get fired.
Okay.
I think that would be silly.
Because you're gonna have to give up next year's stuff.
Right. And you might not be here to make next year's pick, but wouldn't that, like, you can't hamstring your GM and
I understand that.
You can't do this
because
you might not be
here. But the thing about it is, you're giving up a lot.
Yeah.
You're going from 15 to say 7, that's this one, maybe next year's one.
Yeah, I don't know. The other thing that I heard people throwing out there as a possibility is, just because there's not the quarterback rush. There's not going to be that quarterback rush. Maybe it's cheaper to move up this year than in most years.
I saw that this morning.
Yeah.
I saw it this morning.
Because what would it normally cost traditionally, because everybody has that chart of if the 15th draft pick is worth this, to get up six spots, you have to give up this compensation.
I saw that this morning.
Maybe the exchange rate, for lack of a better term, maybe the 2025 draft exchange rate is lower.
Like somebody was like, you probably don't have to give up a one.
Yeah, maybe you don't.
Yeah.
Because just the draft is different. Like the depth is there and we've said this going back, because Daniel Jeremiah has been saying this about this draft for months. 20 to 60 is pretty flat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and not to say that it's not good, but you're going to be able to get quality 20 to 60 that most drafts would fall off a little bit more rapidly
like
than
last
that.
Year.
Like last year. Exactly. So maybe because there's not that six quarterback run in the top 15 or 12 or whatever it was last year, maybe the cost to move up is a little cheaper.
It could be. It could be.
If that's what you think is the difference for you, then do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. I don't have a guy that I'm married to, but if you do, go ahead and do it.
If that guy is there, like you just said, an immediate impact player that you want to go get him, go get him.
I saw Mason Graham, and this is not any commentary from the analyst on him. It was just sort of team needs and different good players rising and stuff like that. They had him falling out of the top 10. And that's, you know, that's just based on, okay, this team does this. This team jumps up and wants a wide receiver. This team does that. Like, that's the thing about the draft is – like, being a top 10 draft pick is almost impossible, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and he's certainly talented enough to do that. Being the 12th or 13th overall pick isn't an insult.
No, it's not.
That's still incredible.
No, it's not.
To be a first-round draft pick in the NFL in general is almost, that's an insane lifetime accomplishment that almost no one gets. So the fact that you're doing that means that you're one of the best football players ever to play.
Yes.
All that to say, sometimes guys that are probably top 10 talents don't go in the top 10.
No, it happens all the time.
All the time. Every single year.
And some guys who are top 10 talents get drafted in the top 10 aren't.
Yeah, some guys that aren't top 10 talents end up going in the top 5 because whatever, a team gets tricked or whatever. I don't know. They're wrong. The teams get it wrong sometimes. Maybe there's a guy that you value or view as a top 5 that you think to yourself, and this is when it comes back to the draft boards and all this stuff.
Okay.
Like, you have no idea what's going to happen in front of you.
Who do you think? Because they're not getting up to get Abdul. They're not getting up to three.
He's going to go in the top 3.
Let's
he's
say
not going to fall.
Let's say they get to 7. Is there a guy there?
What do you mean?
Is there that game-changing, game-breaker defender there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
But you could probably get the same value for a guy.
Like, who's the guy you think is the – okay, if Abdul Carter's the best edge rusher, who's the second best?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I know who I like.
Who do you – I mean, yeah, like, who do you like?
Because I'm
the Georgia guys.
Yes.
Okay. So then do it. there's two frustrating scenarios for me.
Is Jalen Walker 10 spots going up to get?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. That's a lot to give up to go get him, but I don't know.
Like
somebody's going to take him probably 7 or 8.
Who goes up and gets – but not a lot of people go up and get linebackers and defensive.
Right.
Because
he's like a tweener,
right? A lot of people don't do that.
Tweener if you're being negative, versatile if you're being positive, however you want to put it. But, like, if you're trading up to get him, versatile is the word you're using.
Better use it.
Here's the thing that I hope doesn't happen, because there's kind of two scenarios that I'm not interested in. I would love if either one of those guys is available at 15 and the Falcons take him.
Yes.
I would hate if either one of those guys is available at 15 and the Falcons don't take him.
Yes.
What I would also hate, and this seems pretty possible at this point, is Jalen Walker and Micah Williams both play in the NFC South next year.
With Carolina, and for the Saints.
Yeah, one to the Carolina and one to the Saints at 8-9. And then you just have to deal with them for the next decade. I don't want that either.
No.
But yeah,
it's possible.
I don't know. I don't have a draft board, Randy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I didn't make one. Did you make one?
No, I don't make draft boards.
Yeah, I didn't make one.
Yes.
I didn't make one. So I don't have one.
Yes.
But they should just get somebody who's super good. That'd be mine. That's what they should do. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.